CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, call, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we're going to begin this evening with the pre-net check-ins and then go into Echolink stations and then new amateur radio operators, and then we'll start the RF section. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have KG4 PFI Don and KG4 QLQ. That's Miss Linda, and they are in Piedmont. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Travelers Rest. AA4GH, that's Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KV2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. We appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That's exactly what it's there for. No Echolink stations, so we're going to go straight into brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into the net before and aren't quite sure of the protocol, but would still like to check in. If you're a brand new amateur radio operator and you've never checked into a net before, but you still like to check in, call W or just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, it looks like we don't have any new radio orders this evening, but we do have an Echolink station that joined, so we'll give Echolink stations a chance at this point. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echolink, Dacusville, in and out.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4WNP. That's Landon in Dacusville. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. And KO4YHY, that's Jim and Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a good weekend. That's it for the Echolink station, so we're going to go right into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begin with letters A through Z, A through D, Alpha through Delta. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be in and out tonight. Also, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. She's in Wareshoal, and she'll also be negative and negative via telephone relay. 73 to you and all on the net.
Hey, W. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and they are in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena we said hello. And via telephone relay, Rick is also bringing with him KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle in Wareshoals. Tell Miss Michelle we said hello, Rick, and do appreciate you, Lorena, and Michelle being with us this evening. And our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, that's Gary, and Easley, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, Gary, do tell Miss Joy we said hello and appreciate you being here with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to take us to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, I have no comment. No traffic tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
4DJW. Four Foxtrot Hotel in Juliet. Gene in Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator. That is KO4HKX Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're doing well and enjoying your weekend. And W4FHJ, that's Gene in Taylors. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. I hope you're doing well. You sound good over my radio. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll bring us to the India Through Lima group. Stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Go Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'll be negative and negative. Send zippy threes for each one of you.
DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Oh, dear. Donna will be in and out, but you can mark me down for a short comment. And I hope everyone has a good evening. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You sounding good, James. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And Larry, do tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I do have you down for a comment, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll bring us up to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that group's totally empty this night. That takes us to the Quebec through Tango group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. I hope I'm in the right group. I was across the room. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DJW. Dave, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenboro. Hope everyone has a great evening and wonderful remainder of the weekend.
For DJW, Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Move over, Cowpans. I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW, Dave, sound like I just about lost my group. Please check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4, QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey,
Tom. Good
evening, Chris. Okay, Bill and Cowpens. I got KK4, but something happened in the last, the suffix got garbled. Can you give me your suffix again?
Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill and Cowpens. Negative and negative.
Okay, Bill, I appreciate your patience with me with that. That's my fault, not yours. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR, that's Tom. He's in Greer, just a stone's throw away from me. Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello and do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4SMV, that's Dale in Ellenboro, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. KK4TRJ, that's Bill in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. Good to have you with tonight, Chris. You're sounding good as usual. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the... Oh, wait a minute. We've got an Echolink station just rolled in there. Echolink stations only that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself all on the net. Negative, negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen sounding good over Echo Link from Greenwood this evening. Good to have you tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that brings us to the patient group for a Saturday night, the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
JW. This is KQ4VRD. That is Kilo Quebec 4, Victor Romeo Delta. This is Adam in Simpsonville. I am negative, negative.
And I control like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Bring with him KQ4TVD, that's Miss Angela. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Do tell Miss Angela we said hello and do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And W4WOZ, that's Rod. He's the mayor of Waz. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KQ4VRD, that's Adam in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Adam. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Hope you're having a good start to your weekend, a good middle of your weekend. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville, negative and negative. Control. Again, Whiskey 0, Alpha India Lima, that's W0AIL. Sean and West Union, no traffic, short time. Thank you.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize KQ4AKE. That's Wayne in Simpsonville. Good to hear from you, Wayne. It's been a while. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. And KO4AIL, that's Sean in West Union. Sounding good from West Union this evening, Sean. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, and feel free to secure at your leisure. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
If you would, good evening. Check in Whiskey 4, WW4JET, Matthew, Northern Pickens County near Table Rock. No traffic tonight, Dave, and appreciate you calling the net.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize WW4JET. That's Matthew, sounding good from Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Matthew. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4EDW. That's Ed in Brevard. Good to have you tonight, Ed. You're sounding good. And we do have an Echolink station, so we're going to give that Echolink station the opportunity to check in. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control. Please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince over at Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Thanks for calling back tonight as always, and does a great job. Thank y'all.
I'd like to recognize KM4AIT. That's Vince in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Vince. You're sounding good. One last call all the way through the alphabet if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAGJU portion of the net with periodic stops for checks between RAGJUs. Check-ins between RAGJUs. And the only one up on stump this evening is KK4JBQ. That's Larry in Greer. Larry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW. This is KK4JBQ. Well, hello everybody out there. Well, it's only 21 minutes past the hour, and I just hate to see five or six people miss their chance to check in with us, to socialize a little bit, perhaps. Donna and I've been busy today. I should say that Donna's been busy, and I've just tried to be helpful. She is going to three different gatherings this coming week, and she's taking baked goods to those gatherings, mostly sweet baked goods, you know. And so she had been baking all day, and she got to a point where she had all the stuff baked and cooled down, and now she's got to pack it up, you know. So that's where she calls me, and it takes the two of us and every bit of the kitchen to cut things into bite-sized pieces, you might say, and package it up, maybe individually wrap it. I suggested that, and she poo-pooed me. Myself, if I'm reaching into a box or into a container of some sort and trying to retrieve a sticky something or other, because Donna likes those sweet, sticky things, you know, and then I would like it to be individually wrapped. You know, it's not a big deal. A little bit of measuring, perhaps. Anyway, it's just part of the thing husbands do. Is that right, Dave? KK4JBQ.
Yeah, oh, you're absolutely correct, and especially if the husband's retired and the wife is not. I do most of that. Well, I don't do baking or anything like that. I'm learning. I expand my capabilities as time goes on. I can build a mean grilled cheese sandwich, but that's about, well, I can cook steaks on the grill and bake potatoes in the microwave. Very limited. I'm looking forward to when she retires. I was just telling her the other day, when you retire, you're going to make up for a lot of lost ground. And she says she's looking forward to it, too. She says she'll cook a lot when she retires. But right now, her job is very demanding, takes a lot out of her. So that can't happen. But, yeah, that's what we do, especially after we're retired. We chip in and do a lot of the work. If not, if she's still working, we do the majority of the work.
I'm glad she's still out there operating. I sort of miss it myself. This week on the net, if you have had time to listen in, and those days when I felt well enough to chat for a little while, we talked about some things that I did for a living, and you know, just recalling that stuff. You know, I'm past the day-to-day grind and the investment of time and the competition between what things you would do for enjoyment and what things you would do just to make a living. You know, you've been there. It's always a trade-off, and usually you trade off the stuff that you would enjoy doing. But truth be known, I kind of like what I did, and especially where I was doing it. It was not just the work of my brain, but also the work of my hands. I've got pretty good coordination between those two things. And I just I just enjoyed learning something new every day, and I could always find out something new. And I'm sure, as I said, it's exactly for someone who's busy and who takes their work seriously, as I know you do, when you leave it, and if you haven't yet, let me assure you that you will miss it. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, you're 100% correct on that. I never thought it would affect me like that, but it did. But some of the people that I worked with while I was at B of A, we still get together every now and then because we're all like that. So they said last trip that we last get together we had, I went and met them halfway. The one before that, I went all the way to Charlotte. And this next one coming up, they called me just 2 days ago and said, "We're coming down there to visit you." So one of them got a new Mercedes van, and she wants to go for a ride on the Mercedes van. So she's picking up the other ones, and they're all going to come down here sometime. They just gave me a heads up to let me know that we're going to do that. So it's not just us, Larry. It's everybody. Everybody misses. I mean, you spent really, if you think about it, you spent more time with them than you did with your spouse, because it's time you spent with your spouse, you know, like 6 to 8 hours of that was sleeping. So and you spent more time with them. You know, you only spend full time with your spouse when you are on vacation. So it makes sense that you would miss it. But I was thinking all the time while I was working, I'm not going to miss this. But yes, I sure do. But I also enjoy, like this week I was able to build a grooming station for the puppies. Having two of them, having to drive across town and having two of them and it taking longer, I just wasn't looking forward to. We kept the same groomer for the last four dogs that we've had. And she moved around from different place to place. And this time I decided with two puppies, we're going to groom them ourselves. So I built a grooming station. I did a bunch of YouTube videos watching how they do that, how to groom a dog. And the puppies got their first haircut today. I can dry them off on there. They've got these little loops that you put their waist in and you put around their neck. And it keeps them from wiggling around all over the place. Keeps them nice and still so that you can do what you got to do. But that's the kind of thing I enjoy doing now that I was not able to do while I was working. When I was younger, when I was working, I was able to build airplanes and go to work like that. But in the later years, I devoted more and more time to work, and it got to be that work took over everything. Whereas in the early years, it was 8 hours of work, and it was the rest of the time at home. So it does change. We did have an Echolink station, but he popped in and popped back out, so we don't have him now. He might pop back in again. Back to you, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I do hope that people understand the protocol here, at least as I understand it. If somebody says something you'd like to respond to, you don't necessarily have to wait until, you know, the end of everything. You can just, you know, like knock on the door. You know, just jump in. And Dave or I, neither one of us is going to, you know, stand on protocol or anything. But the truth is, I would enjoy, and this has happened this week a couple of times. It's been cool, you know, that somebody would be interested, following along, listening, sort of leaning into the conversation, so to speak, and then just jump in, you know. And that's been, I like that. I will apologize just this one time for my voice. My voice has been torn up for a week or 10 days. I'm trying to nurse it, but I don't know what the deal is. My larynx seems to be labored, you know, or obstructed or something. And so got to take care of that. But just looking out the front window, you know, through the breezeway there and out to the street and then across the street, I got two neighbors that have their houses all dolled up for the season. One of them has a child and one of them doesn't. Totally different. Do you have anybody on your street who's decorated their house, you know, to whatever extent for the season?
Well, most of the, this neighborhood's been here for a while, at least 30 years. We got here like 5 years after I started. So most of the people are empty nesters. But there are some people who passed away and their house got sold and they got young couples living in it that have kids. So we are starting to see baby strollers around again. And you even see a kid like 8 or 9 years old riding a bike around every once in a while. So it is starting to recycle, the neighborhood is. So that being said, we do have a few people on my street that put up minimal amount of decorations. But the next street you get on going toward the front of the neighborhood, there are some people that use those blow-up snowmen and reindeers and Santa Claus, and they really go all out. They do the same thing with Halloween. One of them had a skeleton in the front yard, and the head of the skeleton was taller than the gutters on the house. It was huge. That must have been a 25-foot skeleton. Anyway, yeah, we have some people that really, really do it up, and we have some people that just do just a little bit, you know, not like they did when the neighborhood was young and all the people in it were young and there was young kids everywhere. It used to be on Halloween, you couldn't leave the house. If you ran out of candy, you don't dare run out of candy because you couldn't get out of the neighborhood and get back in the neighborhood without it taking a couple of hours, because people would come over, they'd put kids on trailers and haul the trailer. They'd fill the back of the truck up and they'd attach a trailer to it and fill the trailer up. And the truck would come down the street and park, and the kids would just go throughout all the houses. It was wild. And this year we didn't have a single trick-or-treater. So times change, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
For me, I realize that times change, but well, I suppose I don't preserve the sense of how much time has passed. You know, you can just look around and, oh my goodness, months have passed. You're into another holiday season. You turn around again and the neighborhood has turned over. People have graduated and moved on, you know, their children. And then you turn around and the house is up for sale, and that's true. This neighborhood is about 26 years old, and we were here, one of the first to move in here. And I've seen a lot of changes. This home sold, and we are the original owners, and we thought that was how it would work. Little did we know that people would buy them and they'd be out of state. They'd buy them and then they'd rent them out to somebody. They'd be a distant landlord, I suppose you'd call it. And so the people act differently, I noticed. They act differently whether they're homeowners in a neighborhood or whether they're renters, you might say. I've been a renter, yeah, but I never sensed that there was that big a difference where I lived and at the time I lived there. But it seems that there's just a big difference in how people act, you know. Hate to sound critical, but, you know, some things that are just not too cool occur if you're not invested in the community. It's always good to be invested wherever you find yourself, you know, if that's in a home or if that's in a walk-up. You know, I used to live in a walk-up, lived over a a movie theater, a projection movie theater. There were four apartments there, not too many, you know. One floor up above, all of that goings on. And it never bothered me, not at all. The traffic pattern didn't disturb my parking or, you know, anything like that. I thought it might when I, you know, first signed on, but anyway, I got to know the four people on my, I guess that's the way to refer to it. I'm not that sophisticated. Call it a walk-up. You open a door on the street level. You open a door. You walk in, you start climbing stairs, you know. And I guess it's about two floors up because you're over that large area of a movie theater. And there were four of us up there. And I guess I had two or three move in and out. You know, there's one fellow I never met because he had this as a, whenever he was in town, he used it, you know. And he just kept paying for it. Some people do strange stuff like that. Anyway, I never met him. I had, at one time, I was looking for every way I could to enrich my landlord when it was time to do that. And so I volunteered to install telephones. It was, you know, back during that time when people had landline telephones. And the telephone company would let you install your own phone. And I figured out how to do that. So I ran the wire and I connected the phones and, you know, did this for my landlord. And I got a month's rent out of it, you know. And that worked out pretty good. Anyhow, I never did meet this guy. But I met his dwelling and he was real uptown, this guy was. I lived very simply. And he was, he had nice-looking art, and the furnishings were just really nicely placed. I'm supposing it was a he. It might have been a she. And I might be showing some... I don't count myself as being too good at choosing art or arranging furniture, you know. And but I just shouldn't judge everybody to be that way if they're male. You know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Let me check. It's been at least 10 minutes. Let me check and see if we've got any other stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call W4DJW.
Sir, please check in KK4HXB Earl and Travis West. I'm monitoring.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. It's K9OH Billy. And my wife, Miss Nancy, Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We are both in Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Hope everybody has a great rest of their weekend.
Net control.
JW.
Please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm mobile in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel, November Romeo. This is Connor. I'm over here mobile in Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a really good group. I think I wiped out one of them. I did. The one before Connor. I'm going to have to get you again because I did something wrong and it wiped you out. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4HXB. That's Earl and Travis Rest. Good to have you this night, Earl. Appreciate you being there. And K9OH, that's Billy. Bring with him KN4DBQ. That's Nancy. And there in Anderson. Good to have you this night, Bill. Tell Nancy we said hello. And then the next one that said he was mobile, I had you, but I lost you. So I'm going to get you to recheck with me in just a second. And then we have Connor, K4HNR. That's Connor, and he is mobile in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Connor. Appreciate you taking the time to be there. The one station that I missed, can you recheck with me again, please?
W4DJW. This is W4ZPH, Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. The name's David, mobile in Taylor's.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4ZPH. That's David Mobile and Taylor's. Appreciate you your patience with me, David. I had you in there, but then I lost it. I don't know what I did wrong. But that was my fault, not yours. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW?
JW. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Santa Rock Hill. So have a great day.
Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC 4, IVP Steven Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4BIK, that's Jack in Rock Hill. Good to have you as night, Jack. And the next station after that, I'm having troubles here this evening. I got a new computer, and it's not doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. Can you recheck with me the one after Jack?
Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC 4, IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
Okay, correction, I'll be right back in just a second. Net control, I'd like to recognize KC4IVP. Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, that's Stephen in Simpsonville. Appreciate your patience, Stephen. Go ahead, pre-check.
On Jack, it was VK Bravo Kilo India. Suffix. Said Bravo.
Okay, Jack, that was me. That's my dyslexia, because it is in the it's in the log correctly. KJ4BKI, not IK. That's my fault. Appreciate you keeping me in check there, Jack. And you sounded good from Rock Hill. Appreciate you taking the time. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Where were we, Larry? I kind of zoned out on that because I had a couple of mistakes there. Where were we?
I just sat here and enjoyed that activity. Sometimes I can hold the door open, if you understand what I mean, and there's nobody there. But this time you caught, what, four or five? Just waiting, eagerly waiting to check in. That's why I think holding the door open is kind of important for the last half hour of the net. And because I know there are people who don't give it a second thought. This net goes from 9 to 10 o'clock anyway, right? But that's not always true. I'm trying to meet expectations. Oh, KK4JBQ.
Well, now that you talk about that, I guess it is that time of year. That's what my wife has been doing, is end of year reviews and getting reviewed, the whole thing. I remember doing that. It's been a long time ago. Well, 3 years for me. And it was a busy, busy time of the year. She's come home dead tired because of all of the giving reviews and getting reviews and 360-degree feedback and all that stuff. But I do appreciate you holding the door open. That does get people a chance to get in that are checking into multiple nets, because sometimes they're hanging on to another net waiting to come over to this net. And when it does shut down real early, it does make it difficult for people to do that. But I think you were talking about your neighbors being a long-distance landlord. we had a neighbor here one time. We had some interesting neighbors. We've been on this cul-de-sac longer than anybody. Everybody that was here when we got here was gone, sometimes two or three times. And they did... we've been here since the house was built. But the neighbor to the right of me, I think it was the second one that lived there. There's been like four people that lived in that house. There have been almost five that lived in the house on the other side of me. And the house across the street, the people that are living in it now built it about, well, they lived in a different part of the neighborhood, and then they built it and moved over here to this side of the neighborhood. But the guy that lived to the right of me, he was an airline pilot. And flew all kind of weird hours all the time, right, long distance. So you never knew when he was going to be home. You never knew when he was going to be asleep. So he didn't like it when the dogs would go outside and bark. He didn't like it when I'd run an airplane engine in the backyard, breaking it in. And he didn't like airplanes that flew over our house. And they flew over our house all the time because it seems like when they take off from the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport, depending on which way the wind's blowing, if they're going from south to north and they make the turn to go to Atlanta, they come right over our house, right? And just about every flight goes through Atlanta. So depending on which way the wind was blowing, we had a lot of air traffic over our house. And eventually they had to move because he was an airline pilot. He couldn't stand hearing airplanes flying over the house when he had to sleep during the daytime and stuff like that. So, yeah, you do get all kind of strange people. It's just we had some people that lived over in the Pyrenees. They came over here from the mountains between Spain and France. And then when they left, they went back to the mountains between Spain. So they came over here, lived for a few years, and lived on the left side of our house, and then went back over there after a while. He worked for Michelin, so Michelin moved him around all the time. But it's interesting to get to see the different people that come and go and the things that, you know, and the personalities, too, are different. I remember when I was young, we'd move back and forth from the north to the south several times. So we got to taste the people that live in the north and people that live in the south. And people that live in the south just seemed happier and they seemed like they got along a lot better than the people up north. And I used to contribute that to it's cold and it's hard to live in the north because you can't go outside during the wintertime. It's just too cold. And if you do, you got to come back in and get warmed up and then go back outside again. Or you got to shovel snow in the driveway. Or in my case, I had to deliver papers on a bicycle that just had a stub for a pedal because the plastic got so cold it just broke off when you pushed on the pedal. And then if your foot slipped off the stub and the stub went up your leg, that hurt like crazy because it was cold. And that stub scraping on the side of your leg hurt. So it was just a rough life up north, and that's what I contributed it to. But I think some of that personality has come down here now because it's not near as, and it could be just me getting old too, but it's not near as friendly as it used to be. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I don't want to grind on it for too long, but I think you've got a valid point there. I really do. I've lived in the north as well. When I left home, I was probably 19. Yeah, about 19. I stayed in the south. I lived in Florida for a couple years. I lived in New Orleans for a little while. Lived in Arizona for a little while. And then, oh, bless me. Then I got an opportunity to live in Michigan for a while. Now, there's where I found out what winter really is. I had never seen a snowmobile. I had never been on cross-country skis. I'd never been traipsing through the woods, having to raise my foot, up to my knee up to about chest high in order to step my next step into a bank of snow. I'd never seen snow that was, you know, up to my waist. And it's hard to walk in that stuff. even if you're the first one, it gets progressively harder when other people have been there and you're trying to choose which hole to fall into. I just had to laugh. You know, I thought to myself, oh, the first chance I get, I'm leaving this country. First chance I get. Well, so it's good to be a part of other life experiences for a while, I guess, to give other people a fair shake, you know. And I met some nice people, I really did. Lived some nice places. I lived next to an orchard once. And this orchard is where they had cross-country skis and I learned how to shuffle my way through a snowfall on skis. And you certainly, I mean, it's different than I'd ever known before when you've been out in weather like that and with the challenge to even walk. You get back into, what did they call the place? I guess they called it an apple house, but they just spelled house funny. You know, I always thought that should be pronounced different, but that's what everybody called it, an apple house. It was a restaurant. The orchard had harvested everything. They had huge, huge warehouses where they kept the apples nice and cold. That wasn't hard to do, as you might imagine. But they were stacked in big wooden crates into the ceiling, you know, to keep their harvest and sell it as they would, you know. Anyhow, I had plenty of experiences, enough to last me the rest of my life for the 7 years that I lived up there. But I came back to the South, and you're right, I do think there's been some intermingling, some dilution, if you might call it that, of people from one region of the country to another. Now, there's different things that impress people, that make them a certain way. My mama had a word for it. It's probably not appropriate here to say what my mama called it. But anyway, it takes all kinds. It does. It certainly does. And it just makes me appreciate when I find a real Southerner, you know, he's got not only the charm, but the attitude, you know. There's a certain charm in just the way people talk. You know what I'm saying? Just the way that people talk. And you can sit and you can talk for hours, and it's you know, it's not hard on anybody to sit there and talk about something that interests you, and maybe they're a little bit interested too, and they learn something, you learn something. Good conversation. People don't have time for that in some places. Not really good conversation. KK4JPQ.
KK4JPQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, yeah, those times definitely do change. And we change too, like you were saying. Our perspective changes, everything. That's the only constant. That's one of the things. I know my parents used to sit around. They'd visit other people's house, our cousin's house, and people that were friends, people my dad went to college with. They'd visit their house, they'd go over for a visit. They'd play games of chess, or they'd watch a football game, and just talk for hours and hours and hours. And kids would be playing, but every now and then we'd just stop and listen to what it was they were talking about. And they'd get in arguments, but they'd get over it and move on. They'd have disputes about politics. They'd have disputes about religion. They'd have disputes about what happened when they were kids. A lot of them knew each other. My mother was one of four sisters. So there's a lot that they had in common when they were growing up. Some of their boyfriends were the ones that they married when they got older. So there was a lot going on there that spanned a whole lot of time. And it was pretty cool doing that because, like you said, life wasn't as busy. There wasn't as much going on. It wasn't as one of the things in the latter part of my career was being able to work from home. And when you were able to do that, you tend to put in more hours than if you didn't, because getting up and leaving is like the end of the work. You're in the car, you can't do the work. But if you're doing the work and you're at home already and you don't have to get up and leave, you kind of continue to do the work. So that takes up more time. I'd get on calls all hours of the night, and that would take time. So, yeah, I think it's just a busier world, just a different world that we live in. But it is good. That's one of the good things about having, well, when we had PAMFest and field days and things like that. It was good to break away and see everybody that you talk to. Gary calls that an eyeball cue, so it was good to be able to do that back when we had people that would do that more. But I think as our population of ham radio operators gets older and older, that gets harder and harder for people to do. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I sort of enjoy sitting around and talking. Just, and it's more enjoyable the more people take part. It's something that I experienced when I was very young. I mean, I was still in the crib. I have memories that go back that far. I couldn't tell you everything that happened, you know, day to day. But there's some things like what I'm about to tell you that have stuck with me for some reason. So here I am. We're visiting my grandparents in Tennessee, a little town called Sneedville. And it's just like that. I always thought that name was very representative of the town, Sneedville. Anyway, so here I am in the crib. Now, I'm too young. I can't talk. I remember this. No one talked to me like I could talk back because I didn't have language yet. But what I do remember about it is that I was so curious about what people were doing just a little bit across the room. It was a large open living room, let's call it that, with fireplace and lots of seating for people, and there must have been at least six people in the room, and all of them were talking from time to time. And I remember sitting there and just listening, trying to figure out what they were saying. I didn't even know what language was. And truly, I can't get a good firm grasp on what I was thinking at the time. I think it's just enough that I remember being curious about the conversation that people were having. Now, this has lasted with me. The reason I began with that is to say this. I have now a dependency, you might say. I can't go to sleep without a radio on in the background on a talk station. Music just wrecks it. But I can listen to talk, the droning of the human voice. It doesn't matter what they're talking about or whether I can even make out what they're talking about. And I think it goes back to that time when I was just listening to conversation and wondered what that was all about. KK4JBQ.
KI4LCI's got a question of you, Dave.
Go ahead with your question, Andy.
It happened last year and it was at the equestrian park. Is that going to take place again this year?
As far as I know, Andy, it is. They haven't had the meeting on that. The last meeting, I think, was just to get together at Little Rebel, so they didn't have to talk about it then. They might talk about it at this next January club meeting, but as far as I know, they are planning to do that again. And I think they're planning the radio rally as well, to do both the radio rally and the field day.
I was just wondering about that. In a sense, that is the ham fest now, as we all know. It's not like it used to be, but you was talking about, you and Blair were talking about rag chewing. I done some rag chewing there at that last year, but talking about another thing or two, Larry was talking about that. He was talking about that, about how, or maybe you as well, little Jimmy Dickens had some songs out about how things was back in the 30s and 40s and 50s and coming out and kind of singing it, making it kind of funny about it. But another thing, too, best I recall, I don't know why, I can't remember it's called, K-A-4-P-Q-A ain't saying nothing about it, but Mountain there. Hamfest in Greenwood gonna be in January.